Welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a stack, jungle breakbeat riser using stock devices only, specifically for drum and bass builds in that riser zone right before the drop. The core idea is simple, but the execution is pro level. In DNB, the best risers aren't just noise sweeps. They telegraph rhythm. You want the listener to feel the groove tightening like a spring. So we're going to build a 1-to-8 bar riser made out of stack jungle breaks that gets brighter, thinner, denser, and more intense as it approaches the drop. And we're doing it with rolls, not three loops playing at once. Rolls. One layer is the body, one layer is the hike top, one layer is the tension scream. That mindset alone fixes most amateur riser problems. Let's set up the session. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176 BPM. Go into arrangement view and decide where your build is. 4 bars is aggressive and to the point. 8 bars gives you space for a 2-stage journey. Now create a group track and name it Break Riser Stack. Inside that group, we'll put 3 audio or MIDI tracks for the layers. Then create 2 return tracks. Return A is riser verb. Return B is riser echo. On return A, drop an Ableton reverb. Go long on the decay, like 6 to 12 seconds. Add pre-delay around 15 to 30 milliseconds so it blooms after the transient instead of smearing it. High cut the reverb to about 6 to 9 kHz so it stays dark, and low cut around 200 to 400 Hz so it doesn't turn into mud. On return B, drop an echo. Set time to 1/8 dotted if you want that pushing, rolling feel, or straight 1/8 if you want it more direct. Feedback around 35 to 55%. Filter it. High pass somewhere 300 to 600 Hz, low pass 6 to 10 kHz, and keep echo's internal reverb low, like 5 to 15%, just enough to glue without turning into fog. Cool. Now we pick our breaks. Choose 2 to 3 breaks that contrast each other. A classic approach is a men's style for attitude, a crunchy funk break for grit, and a tighter modern break for definition. Drag each break onto its own track inside the group. Warping matters here. If the break is roomy or has tonal character, try Complex Pro. If you want transient bite and that chattery hat articulation, use Beats mode. In Beats, set it to transient, preserve at 1/16th, and envelope around 40 to 70. That's usually the sweet spot where it doesn't fall apart, but still punches. Now, consolidate each break to exactly 4 or 8 bars. That's not busy work. It makes automation clean, predictable, and fast. Quick reality check before we start designing. If you're building an 8-bar riser, do not max out the reverb on bar 1. Ramp it. If it's 4 bars, you can go harder sooner. Always leave yourself somewhere to go. Now, layer A, the body. This is your main break loop. It should feel forward, controlled, and mostly centered. If layer A is messy, everything downstream is just louder mess. On break A, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 30 to 45 Hz to remove sub-rumble. If it's boxy, dip 2 to 4 dB around 250 to 400 Hz with a medium Q, around 1.2. If it needs a touch of clarity, add a very small presence lift around 2 to 4 kHz, like 1 or 2 dB. Don't overdo it. You're going to add hype elsewhere. Then add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%. Crunch 5 to 20. Boom usually stays low for risers, off and off, because we're not trying to build sub-energy here. Adjust damp so the top doesn't fizz out when you start adding distortion and echo. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release auto ratio 2 to 1. Set the threshold so you're getting about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Turn soft clip on. That's your classic DNB safety net. Now here's the first pig energy move. Add auto filter at the end of the chain. Set it to high pass, 12 dB slope, over the length of the riser. Automate the cutoff from about 120 Hz up to somewhere between 600 Hz and even 1.5 kHz depending on how extreme you want the lift. Add a little resonance, 10 to 20%, just enough that the climb reads emotionally. This is how you make the break feel like it's levitating without changing the beat. Layer B, the top, the hype layer. Duplicate break A or choose a brighter break. This layer owns hats, air, and excitement. It also carries stereo width, but we do that carefully. On break B, start with EQ 8. High pass aggressively, around 1.2 to 2.5 kHz. Commit. This is tops only. If you need more sheen, add a gentle high shelf 2 to 5 dB around 8 to 12 kHz. Add saturator next. Mode, analog clip. Drive 3 to 8 dB. Then trim output so it matches. Saturation up top makes the hats feel more urgent as the riser progresses. Add utility. Push width to about 120 to 160%, but don't just crank it and call it a day. If the snare midrange is wide, it can disappear in mono. Even though we high-passed, turn bass mono on and set it around 200 to 300 Hz just to keep the stereo image disciplined. Optional. Add auto pan for subtle motion. Amount 10 to 20%, rate half bar or 1 bar, phase 180 degrees for a wider feel. Automation on this layer is where the hype happens. Slowly increase saturator drive by 2 to 6 dB into the drop, and in the last 1 to 2 bars, increase the send to the echo return. The echo makes the high layer feel like it's spilling out of the speakers as you approach impact. Now layer C, the tension layer. This is the signature move. We're going to turn the break into a pitched riser that still has rhythm. You're basically creating a break scream. Option A is the cleanest, slicing into a drum rack. Right-click a break and choose slice to new MIDI track. Pick 1/16th or transients. Now you've got a drum rack full of slices. Go in and choose slices that contain strong snare and hat components. Then program a 1-bar pattern that increases density across the build. Early bars might be 8th notes, then 16th notes, and in the last bar you're doing bursts of 32nd notes or triplet stutters. Now make it rise. Add the pitch MIDI effect before the drum rack, and automate it from 0 up to plus 12 semitones over the riser. Plus 24 if you want chaos, but plus 12 is usually the sweet spot where it still feels like drums. After the drum rack, add auto filter and automate a high pass upward as well. This keeps the pitch rise from turning into low mid garbage. Then add redux for edge. Downsample around 2 to 6, and you can automate it up toward the end. Pitch reduction optional. Keep it subtle. Option B is dirtier and very old school. Audio repitch. Once layer C is looping how you like, freeze and flatten it to audio. Set warp mode to repitch. Then automate the clip transpose from 0 up to plus 7 or plus 12. This gives you the tape speed lift where everything feels like it's accelerating, even if your grid is steady. Either way, control layer C. Put a limiter at the end with the ceiling around minus 0.8 dB. And use EQ8 to high pass it somewhere between 300 and 800 Hz. This layer is not allowed to bully your mix bus. Now, a quick coach move before we glue the group. Treat the stack like a drum kit. Decide who owns what. Layer A owns the snare body and core groove. Layer B owns the hat fizz and air. Layer C owns chaos and escalation. If two layers are both trying to own the same snare crack, you will fight harshness and phase all the way to the drop. Here's how you fix phase fast. Put a utility at the very start of each break track. Temporarily listen in mono. Toggle phase invert left and right. If the snare suddenly gets stronger and more centered on one setting, keep it. If it still feels hollow, nudge the clip start by tiny increments, like 1 to 10 milliseconds, and recheck. You're not aligning to the grid. You're aligning to impact. Now we glue the whole stack on the group. This is the riser mix stage. On the break riser stack group, at EQ8 first, high pass around 80 to 150 Hz. In most DNB, the riser should not compete with sub or the pre-drop bass movement. If the stack gets harsh near the end, automate a small dip around 3 to 5 kHz. It's not dynamic EQ, but manual automation does the job. Next, add a saturator for gentle glue. Soft sine or analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB, light. We want density, not a blown-out bus. Then add glue compressor. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 3 milliseconds for tighter clamp, or 10 milliseconds for more punch. Release auto. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction into the last bar. That grip is part of what makes it feel like it's being pulled into the drop. Add auto filter on the group for macro movement. A really effective move is band pass so it starts telephone-like and opens up. Automate frequency so it opens into the drop. Resonance 15 to 30%, but be careful. Too much and you'll get a whistle that's in the wrong key and impossible to unhear. Optional, but very DNB. Sidechain the riser group to the kick, or a ghost kick. Add compressor, enable sidechain. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds, release 80 to 150. Keep it subtle, 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is a suck-in effect, not turning your riser into a pumping house build. One more safety move, while designing, put a limiter at the very end of the group. This prevents you from being tricked by sudden peaks from saturation and echo feedback. You can turn it off later if you don't need it. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where it starts sounding like real drum and bass. For an 8-bar riser, think in stages. Bars 1 to 4, body and top layers. Light filter movement. Low sends to reverb. Keep definition. Bars 5 to 6, introduce layer C. Start increasing echo send. You've just shifted from groove to danger. Bar 7. increase density, move from 16ths into stutters, push distortion, raise the high pass harder. Bar 8, the pre-drop choke, cut low and aggressively, sometimes high pass as high as 1 to 2kHz, spike the reverb and echo sends for a big tail, and consider muting the entire stack for the last eighth note or quarter beat. That tiny silence is ridiculously effective. A microtension trick that works all the time. Automate the group gain down by 1 to 2 dB in the final half bar, then let the drop hit at full level. The drop feels louder even if it's not. Now some advanced variations you can play with. Try call and response. Make the riser feel composed instead of one long ramp. Alternate which layer dominates each bar. Bar 1, break A's forward. Bar 2, layer C dominates. Repeat and intensify. You get structure and storytelling. Try a flam serre roll using only the break. Slice to MIDI, find two snare-like slices, one roomy and one tight. Alternate them with slight timing offsets of a few milliseconds, then accelerate that pattern. It sounds like a human doing break edits, not a generic snare roll sample.